This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his daily video address early on Thursday, Ukraine wants sanctions that are economically destructive enough for Russia to end its war. He is accusing some countries of still prioritizing money over punishment for civilian killings. The West condemns his war crimes. The European Union is joining the United States in imposing new sanctions, but critics are calling the measures insufficient. From Paris, Lisa Bryant has more for VOA.
Calls for tougher energy bans are also growing within the EU, including from Baltic states, which ended Russian natural gas imports as of April 1st, and the bloc's executive arm. That includes European Council President Charles Michel, who addressed the European Parliament Wednesday.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think that measures on oil and even gas will also be needed sooner or later.
The same message was sent from the EU's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, who said the EU has paid Russian President Vladimir Putin more than $35 billion for energy imports since the war began, compared to only about $1 billion worth of arms and weapons the EU sent to Ukraine. For VOA, this is Lisa Bryant in Paris.
Russian forces bombarded cities in Ukraine as the United States imposed more sanctions on Wednesday after civilian killings widely condemned as war crimes, and Ukraine's president urged a decisive Western response amid divisions in Europe. Russia's 42-day-long invasion has forced more than 4 million people to flee abroad, killed or injured thousands.